Hello, and welcome to Journal of a Medical Intuitive. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest, and this is episode 17, 2021, update on coronavirus. Sorry I haven't been posting episodes of late. The last couple of downloads I got back in March were disturbing, and I wasn't sure I could share the information I was getting in the climate of vaccine debates and anti-Asian hate. So I put off sharing what I got and was going to wait to get other information. Then, the next month, April, I had a huge health setback. As many of you know, I was in a terrible car accident last year and spent the last year recovering from a head injury that has made it impossible for me to see clients or teach my classes. I had a big setback when I moved to Berkeley in April, so I had to take a break from the podcast for a while and focus on my health. Without a steady source of income, I've also had to focus energy on trying to obtain small gigs, sources of income, donations, etc., to sustain myself. If you want to help me to keep this podcast alive, consider becoming a patron on Patreon under my name, Jennifer Lisa Vest, or Metatron's Academy. My students set up a GoFundMe for me called Help Dr. Vest Heal. They're still accepting donations. You can also send me donations via Venmo at Jennifer Lisa Vest. I've been very fortunate in that many of my friends, family members, students, and clients have donated, and this has gone a long way in keeping me afloat for a year. If you're one of those people, I want to thank you with all my heart. It's made all the difference. Today is the one-year anniversary of my car accident. I've been feeling better, and I decided it was really time to get back to this podcast. I want to share some of the information I got during the last few months. I've been fortunate in that I have had guidance my whole life. I was born with a council of guides, and they have always worked with me. I talk to them or get transmissions from them about every other day, and many of the transmissions I've been getting during the last few months have been about my health. They've also been guiding me in the founding of my school, Metatron's Academy of Spirit and Science. The purpose of Metatron's Academy is to prepare a critical mass of psychically gifted and intellectually astute luminaries to facilitate and accelerate the global shift in consciousness. More on that as it progresses. Let's talk about the vaccines today. In May, I asked my guides about the vaccine. I asked them if it was safe, and they assured me it was safe for 99.9% of the people who get it. They said the odds of getting sick or dying from the vaccine were about 0.1%, and the odds of dying from coronavirus varied between 2% and 5%, depending upon which country you live in. They said it was orders of magnitude worse in terms of the spread if we do not vaccinate people. They reminded me that the coronavirus came to teach us, and what we need to focus on is whether we are learning the lesson. The virus will keep returning in new strains, new variants, until we learn the lesson. It will keep mutating until we learn the lesson or die. It's up to us. Vaccines will not signal the end of the coronavirus. We must bring the end of the virus by changing our ways. We must stop all the bullying. The coronavirus is indifferent to our choices. It is merely providing us with an opportunity. The vaccine can be used for bullying as well, they pointed out. Who has access to the vaccine? Who doesn't? Who has a vaccine card? Who doesn't? Who has the right to access society's benefits? Who doesn't? How will the vaccine be used? If, for example, the rich countries pay for the poor countries to get the exact same vaccine, then that's a good thing. If it's a global effort, then the vaccine can help bring countries together. It can become an equalizer. But the virus, the vaccine can also be used to perpetuate bullying. When people say their rights are being violated by mandates that force them to take the vaccine, they are right. And they are also wrong, according to my guides. Their rights are being abrogated in so many ways. Capitalism, racism, the global imbalance of power, institutionalized medicine. There are many sources of control. If people want to focus on the vaccine, they can, but there are many more powerful sources of oppression that need to be focused on as well. If the complaints of those who raise awareness about how vaccine mandates infringe on the rights of people leads to people becoming more aware of other more insidious forms of oppression, if it causes people to become more aware of how institutions control individuals then it will have served its purpose. If instead those who complain are only talking about the virus as an isolated form of control, it will be meaningless and will not contribute to a global shift in consciousness. If the vaccine is used to bully people, it will support the perpetuation of the virus. If the vaccine is used to help the less fortunate, it will decrease the spread of the virus. If people protesting vaccine mandates are doing so to raise awareness about bullying and oppression, then those protests will help to end the pandemic. Now, in past episodes, India has been highlighted as an important place with regard to the virus. In a past episode, we were actually told about India and also Brazil. And we now know that these new variants that are coming out came out of first England and then Brazil and then India. So I think that's a little bit of proof that the guides were right about these big important areas. But I got more information about India. They explained that India is an important superpower where spiritual maturity is found. And the destruction that's caused by the virus can have wide-reaching global impacts through its effect on India. So if India is negatively and very strongly impacted by the virus, it will impact many other places on the planet because of the spiritual maturity of the country. Now, the U.S. is also an important location, as is India and Brazil. They also said that the virus is designed to affect some populations more than others. When I asked whose design, I was told universal design, so I didn't get any, there were no people to blame. Certain populations in East Asia, for example, are less affected by the virus because their cells are less affected. So it has something to do with their cells. And some of you may recall that in a previous episode, the coronavirus mentioned that how people got sick, how sick people got, was related to their, the types of cells, type of blood cells they had. So this sounds like more of what they said earlier. And so certain populations are not as impacted by the virus as others. They also said that men are disproportionately affected because of the global bullying of women by men. And they just kept reiterating that the more we shift our consciousness, the less the virus will spread. The more we love each other, the less virus there will be. Compassion, acceptance, love, this is the only real cure. Now, in July of this year, I received more information along the same lines. I was told that coronavirus can be a messenger of love if people choose to view it that way. And the question was asked, have people learned how to truly love one another, to get past hierarchies? Has the world chosen to help the poorest, the most vulnerable? Have injustice programs like racism and sexism been deprogrammed from people's minds? That is the opportunity that the virus presents. If we don't take this opportunity, the virus will stay. It will stay as long as it needs to teach that lesson. Humans are slow to learn, they said. We're so consumed with our own beliefs that we don't stop and listen. And the question is the world ready to be humble? The virus, the pandemic, is humbling us. More recently, in September, I was able to talk again to the coronavirus and get more information. I traveled up to the Akashic Records this time, and I was shown a giant green coronavirus bouncing down the road like a cowboy. It was a giant coronavirus spiky globe with a cowboy hat on, but it was rolling down the road like a tumbleweed. And that's how the virus is traveling. It's blowing around like a tumbleweed in the desert, just blowing this way and that. And what I saw was that some people are helping it along. So the way that children will sometimes push a tire around for fun, well, there are some people who are actually pushing the virus along. They're actually making it worse, helping to spread it. And then other times the virus is just on its own, just going on its own natural path of devastation. And the virus is happy either way. The virus is happy whether it's on its own, doing its own thing, or whether people help it along. The virus doesn't care. The virus just wants to be the virus and spread and replicate as much as possible and cover as much territory as possible. So naturally I asked, who are these people who are accelerating the spread of the virus? And I was told that some of them are doctors. Interesting. How are doctors spreading it? And it turns out they're spreading it through vaccines. Not the coronavirus vaccine, but other vaccines, like the flu vaccine or the measles vaccine or these different vaccines. Because when they administer those vaccines, if they administer them at the same time that they're administering the corona vaccine, that's not good. As was shared in a previous episode, these viruses can combine up in the body. So many vaccines are made by injecting small amounts of a virus into the body. And what happens in this situation is that those little bits of virus, flu virus, measles virus, combine up with coronavirus. So it was explained many episodes ago that the viral load in a particular body affects how well a person can handle being exposed to COVID-19. So that if you have other viruses in your body at the time that you're exposed to the coronavirus, you're more likely to get very sick. Now, one of the viruses that I mentioned in this previous episode was Epstein-Barr. And there is now some scientific evidence for what I was saying. In a recent research study published in the medical journal Pathogens, scientists reported finding a link between Epstein-Barr virus and long-haul COVID symptoms. But back to the newest information. What I was told is that people getting multiple vaccinations at once are becoming spreaders. It's not necessarily that the vaccines make the person sick, but rather it makes them a carrier or a spreader. And so there's a way in which certain interventions that involve multiple vaccinations at once are accelerating the spread. Some doctors are getting vaccine happy and giving all of these different vaccines. This is especially the case in third world countries. There's a massive push for vaccines in the global south right now. Certain countries in Central Africa and West Africa, in Gabon, Congo, and also Swaziland, among others, are having an accelerated rate of vaccination, which is actually spreading the virus. And so it has to do with the way the vaccines combine. And it also has to do with the hygiene or lack thereof of certain foreign doctors. So there are some doctors that are just not washing their hands. And it has to do with a lack of respect. So in certain communities, when doctors come in from other countries, other communities, they don't have enough respect for that community. So for example, a French doctor coming to the Congo is not taking the same precautions they would with their own community in terms of washing hands, being clean, following protocol, etc. So that's one group of people that's actually accelerating the virus. That's these doctors. So I asked, well, who else is helping to accelerate the spread of the virus? And they said, well, there are some people who are sick, and they know they're sick. They're coughing, they don't feel well, they have a fever, and they're going out in public anyway. They just don't take it seriously. And so they're going around spreading it, and they're really accelerating the spread because they're one person coughing in public, and very quickly, they can infect a large amount of people. From the virus's standpoint, that person is really helping them accelerate the spread. And so there are people like that, predominantly young people. And, you know, that is the nature of young people, that they think they're invincible. And so it's not surprising. It's an aspect of youth. It's just not the best trait for a pandemic. There's also a group of people who are smug because they have the vaccine. And they don't think they can get sick or spread the virus because they have the vaccine. And so they're going out and they're going to restaurants and they're socializing and they're going to big gatherings and they think they're immune. They think they're not a part of the problem, but they can very easily spread the new variants because the new variant doesn't care about the vaccine. The new variant can spread through the vaccinated. So the vaccine protects the vaccinated from dying or getting super sick, but it does not protect them from getting the variant and spreading it. So it does not protect other people. And I was reminded of something the virus told me many, many months ago, that the people who spread the virus the most are those with the fewest symptoms. So we have a lot of people out there who don't think they're sick or who have a very mild sickness. And maybe they have a mild sickness and they're vaccinated, so they are not concerned about their mild sickness. And these are the ones spreading the virus. It spreads faster from the mildly sick than it does from the super sick. So there's a way in which these smug vaccinated people who have no symptoms or very few symptoms are also very big vectors of accelerating the spread. One last group of people who are virus accelerators are small children. Small children by nature always spread a lot of disease, and it's no different with this one. Now that's just the nature of small children. There's a lot of spitting and coughing and poor hygiene and kissing and hugging, and you know, they can't help themselves. They're going to spread it, and they're also more protected from getting sick or very sick. They're less likely to have symptoms when they are sick. And if they do have them, they can be very mild. And so that's what makes it easy to spread, because they're not vaccinated and they're not necessarily sick in an obvious way. Because small children are often sick with little sniffles that people don't necessarily take seriously because it's the nature of childhood. So this is also a group that's helping to accelerate the spread of the virus. At this point, I asked about the Delta and Lambda variants. And I was told the coronavirus is going to keep recreating itself as long as necessary. And so as I shared in a previous episode, based on a previous conversation with the virus is going to keep mutating and keep adapting and keep finding ways to replicate, stay alive, and spread around the planet as quickly as possible. So the variants were predicted in a previous episode, and they are happening. No surprises there. It is the nature of the virus to keep adapting. Some of you may recall that the virus did warn us more than a year ago that it was going to develop different strains in different geographical regions, and also that it was going to adapt much more quickly than other viruses. This has happened, and that is why we have so many variants. They reminded us that the purpose of the virus is to raise our awareness about bullying. The virus is a manifestation of bullying. And the virus is now an agent of bullying. At one point, the virus was kind of laughing and saying, oh, you know what's cool is that you made these vaccines. Some of your vaccines use some of my genetic material. And so in that way, I'm also able to stay alive and to perpetuate myself through my vaccines as well. So there's something about the vaccines that helps the virus to keep adapting. And so the virus is kind of laughing like, ha, 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 even the ways in which you're protecting yourself, I'm still using them to further my aims. There's just this kind of trickster energy with the virus, like, ha, 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 you know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and no matter what you do, I'm going to continue to fulfill my purpose of getting humanity to deal with bullying. When I asked the coronavirus, is there anything else we need to know? He said, step up already, step up already. When are the rich countries going to step up and take care of the poor countries? There's a little bit of it happening, but there's not enough. The rich countries have always bullied the poor countries. That's the nature of your world. That's how you operate, he said. But I'm giving you a chance to change your ways. So instead of bullying the poor countries, the rich countries could help the poor countries. Not in the way that you say you're helping them in the past. You've always claimed to be helping them because that was never really the case. But really help them. You know, really help them. Provide them with vaccines. Help them slow the growth of the coronavirus. I mean, if you really wanted to do that, you could. You could also help the poor people in your own country. Each of you in your own countries has poor people, and you could help those poor people get vaccinated at the same rates as the rich people and in the same way. So not a half-done job with poor hygiene and crowds of people lining up and exposing each other. No, do it in the same way that the rich people get vaccinated, in hygienic, private situations where people are spaced out, and people are treated with dignity and respect, and people are comfortable. They're not standing in the heat. They're not forced to go without food or to miss work or to deal with hardship just to get the vaccine. No, every effort is made to make it easy and enjoyable and, you know, pleasant. So, you know, you might have people getting vaccinated and then give them some water or a snack. So that if they had to travel to get the vaccine, they're able to replenish themselves before traveling back. You could provide transportation for people to get the vaccine or come to their neighborhoods and administer it. And you could employ people from their area, employ their own people, and pay them to help administer the vaccine. Don't bring a bunch of outsiders to work someplace. You know, work with the local organizations. And don't be smug. There are people who are using their vaccination status as an excuse to act like they're better than other people, which is just perpetuating the purpose of the virus, which is bullying. So there's a summary of the information I've gotten about the virus and the vaccine over the last few months. And I will continue from time to time to get more information about the virus and the vaccines. If you have questions, particular questions that you want me to ask my guides, feel free to post them in the comments and I will try to address them. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to preparing more episodes as time goes on to address more and more pressing issues. This is Journal of a Medical Intuitive. My name is Dr. Jennifer Lisa Vest, and I will see you next time.